Just a little off-air tidbit. Heidi Holton is also a stamp collector. Was a stamp collector.
Yeah. There's maybe Katie
can
knows.
Help us.
There's a name for a stamp collect. There's a big longer name for stamp collecting. It sounds like philanthropy. That's not what it is. I'm trying
stamp
to remember.
Stamp collector.
What is asking?
Check it out.
Oh, it just gives me some Hobby Lobbies and Dungeons and doesn't tell me.
I know there is a word, but I don't know what it is.
Really? Yeah, someone will call with it because I'm sure there are avid stamp collectors listening to Northern Community Radio this morning. But it is time to start our conversations. In the next 45 minutes, we'll be talking about arts across the region. We welcome into the studio Katie Marshall. She is the director of the McCrossey Arts Center in downtown Grand Rapids. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so let's talk what's going on throughout downtown Grand Rapids first and then get to McCrossey.
So we've got a great First Friday lineup for the first Friday of spring, and I think we're going to have great weather tonight, so I'm really excited. At Brood Awakenings, they have an artist, Clara Metzer, whose work is up on the walls there. She does acrylic paintings and wood burning, and Mike Miller will be playing music from 4:30 to 6. And they always have a nice dinner special there and complimentary coffee and cookies. So that's a great place to stop by and to start off the walk because they're open until 6:30. And then in Central School, there's a couple different events. True North Salon and Spa is hosting the Free Range Food Co-op. And they're going to be tabling there so people can learn more about the effort to open a food co-op in our community, how you can become an owner. And they'll have a drawing to win a half share of a CSA. So that's exciting. And then across the way at Beauty and Bliss, also in Central School, they're going to be showcasing a very cool artist named Jack Scholand, who is a local artist. He's been painting watercolors for many years, and he will be showing some of his paintings. He has a rare genetic disease that really limits his motion, and so he, about 20 years ago, had to switch from painting with his right hand to with his left hand, and he has to stand to paint and has a number of different physical challenges that he's overcome to do really beautiful paintings that he showcases and sells.
Jeez, what would that be like to...
To have to switch hands?
Yeah, I mean, you have it in your brain, but you have it in your dexterity.
I'm sure it was a very big challenge, but yeah.
When is his art different?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know that I've seen side by side from the ones when he was painting right-handed versus left. But you wouldn't, by looking at it now, you would never know that it was not his dominant hand that he uses. He's very talented. Wow. And let's see. So that's over at Beauty and Bliss. Stained Glass with Class is going to be featuring hand-stamped jewelry by Tracy McDowell. And the Lake & Co. is having another Meet the Brewer event with United Way. And this month, they're featuring Bent Paddle Brewing. So Bent Paddle will be there with some of their, they'll be doing a guided tour of their craft beers.
A guided tour of Bent Paddle Beer.
It'll be very popular, I guarantee it. Hopefully a few people will trickle through the door to McCrossey. down at Frame Up and Flowers by Jeannie, they're both featuring student artwork. Frame Up is hosting the fourth graders from Southwest Elementary School, and they have a project with colorful fish and fun fish treats to eat. And then Flowers by Jeannie is hosting Mrs. Potter's third grade class from Southwest, and they'll be showing some of their own paintings. They're doing a fundraiser for a color run they're doing later this year. So,
do you think that the artists will be there?
I'm sure that there will be some
That's
of the artists there,
and
quite a few of their family members.
Great.
So that'll be a great. It's nice that both locations have something with student art. So that'll be really fun. And then the VFW has live jazz from 7 to 10, and their guest this month is John Ely on the pedal steel. So that'll be really fun. He was there Wednesday night as well. So he's and then we've got our events at McCrossey as well, of course. At the MAC, we've got live music tonight by Marina White on harp, and the Timberlake Lodge is doing the food, so we'll have excellent food, I'm sure. And then we have two new exhibits that are opening. The first is Six McKnight Artists, which is a traveling exhibit that we've gotten in years past, but it's different every year, and it features work by artists who have received the McKnight Fellowship for ceramic artists, and then also the McKnight Artist Residency for ceramic artists. And it's coordinated by Northern Clay Center. And so there's, this time, six different artists whose work will be featured. But it's some really, it's artwork that's been recognized as kind of the forefront of ceramic arts in the state of Minnesota. So it's really an interesting show, and it's some people who do different things with ceramics. It's not all functional. There's some sculptural, and it's really interesting. And then in the Minnesota Gallery, we have an exhibit by Mary Swanson called LGBT Personal Testimonies, and she's done these portraits of people from the LGBT community and also has their story, kind of a narrative piece on the wall along with that. So that is in the Minnesota Gallery.
Portraits in paint?
Or? Yes, paint.
Okay. That's great.
Oh, there's the postcard of him.
Yeah.
How do you describe? How would you describe those? John's always got better words for
yes. Thank you, John.
Visual description. Uh-oh.
Well, I don't know how to describe it. I mean, It's cool. I don't know what style. I can't tell you, you know, what style it is, but it's kind of choppy. That isn't a very good description. But are they large or small?
They are medium.
I always put Katie on the spot.
They're medium.
They're medium. I would not say they're small. I would not say they're large. And actually, the artist is not able to be here tonight, but she really wanted to be able to give a talk, so we're going to call into some technology and Skype her in for an artist talk. So if you want to see me fumble with technology tonight, stop by around 6 o'clock.
you might need a beer.
Yeah, that's right. I know where to go for that. So, yeah.
Lots of stuff going on in downtown Grand Rapids tonight, celebrating First Friday. Coming up before 9 o'clock, we'll talk with Katie Carter. She'll tell us what's going on in downtown Bemidji tonight. You can find more information at mccrostyartcenter.org or grandrapidsarts.org.
Correct.
All right. If you need more information, call us 800-662-5799. Now, here's Leanne from Baxter called in. A stamp collector is a philatelist.
Wow.
Philatelist. Yes, he's close to philanthropy.
It is close to philanthropy.
Thanks, Leanne. I knew she'd know. Coming up, we're going to talk with the folks from Ely Folk School, find out what's going on in Ely this weekend or the rest of the month. Hey, coming up tomorrow in Aiken, there's the artist opening reception. It's from 12 to 3 o'clock. That's for their new exhibit called Floral Explosion Double Exposure. And it is the work of regional artists in the Aiken area. You can find more information at jqueesart.com.
And on Saturday, this Saturday, a number of local Bemidji organizations who offer summer camps will be gathering in one place for one-stop shopping. Please visit First Lutheran Church in Bemidji from 1 to 4. If you're looking for something for your preschooler or high school student, we have camps for all ages. We'll have a button maker, photo booth, face painting, kids craft corner, and more. The event is free and open to the public. Of course, get on the phone and give us a call if you have any questions. 800-662-5799.
The Jqueese Art Center that I just mentioned, the Double Exposure Floral Explosion, it's twins from the Aiken area artists. Sisters Kimberly Heft Cook and Pamela Heft Andell. They're currently featured with their floral exhibit.
Excellent.
We sure appreciate you listening. We appreciate your membership. You can become a member, kaxe.org. We continue talking about events and arts going on in northern Minnesota. Joining us now from the Ely Folk School is Molly Olson. Molly, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
You are welcome. So, is there anything going on at the Ely Folk School?
Well, this weekend, actually, there are two great classes that are going on. On Saturday, there's a bent willow chair class where participants will actually create a beautiful, one-of-a-kind bent willow chair. So that's going to be really fantastic. And then the one-of-a-kind embroidered bracelet, and it's actually beaded, and it's really beautiful. And, you know, your designs can be sort of geometric or they can be more organic, so those two classes are going to be really neat. And then coming up on the 21st, we have rose modeling in the Telemark style. And that's kind of a, those are 21st and 22nd evening classes, 4 to 5. So those are kind of, you know, people really enjoy learning those traditional skills. And, you know, rose modeling is one of those classic Norwegian, you know, beautiful artwork styles. And I think the Telemark style is the one that features sort of the scrolls and flourishes a lot. So that's kind of a neat class. And the teacher, Kim Garrett, actually is an instructor also at North House. So she's got experience teaching for many, many years, and she is just a wonderful person. And then coming up in May, we're starting to look ahead towards, you know, getting those gardens in. We have a Northwoods gardening class. And that class is actually going to be repeating. So that's kind of a neat way to do it. They're going to have those classes from 4 to 6. And I think it's just repeating every month. And then we have intro to spinning and nature writing, beginning pine needle basketry, and our very popular apple strudel course with Mary Louise Eisenhower. She is our famous cooking instructor, and she does a wonderful job, even though our kitchen is not quite completed, but our kitchen project is underway. We have renovation going on in the back of the school. They're renovating the back room into a classroom in preparation for another year of building a second birch bark canoe. So that project is going to be really exciting. Again, we have Eric Simula, who is an experienced birch bark canoe builder, and he'll be sort of leading the project. But now that we have had people who went through last year's program, they are going to be assisting with the building process. And last year we tried just having drop-in classes, and you could drop in and just participate for free anytime. And then we also had some classes during the week that were paid classes, and they were a little bit more in-depth. This year we're trying something different. You can drop in one time, anytime throughout the summer, for free. But if you'd like to come and repeat, then we would like you to put in a $10 or more donation. And then you can come as much as you'd like. And we won't do the paid courses, but we're thinking we might get more participation that way. So we're excited for the project. We had over 50 people who participated last year. And, you know, probably about 10 of those people are continuing this year. Plus, I'm sure there'll be, you know, people who stopped by will stop again and try it out. So we're excited for that, too.
Say, Molly, do you think that people, when they do take this class, that at some point they could possibly build a canoe themselves?
Yes, absolutely. The one thing about it is that it does take a lot of time, and that's why having a, you know, a larger group of people working on it together,
yeah,
we were able to do it within a summer. Otherwise, you would have to devote, you know, every day in the summer working on it. And Eric really did spend a lot of time working outside of the class hours. He was there most Wednesdays and Thursdays, or Tuesdays and Wednesdays, sorry, and just working throughout the day on little tasks like, you know, preparing the the root that goes around and binds the bark to the frame, and just, you know, little things that have to happen, and then just, you know, plugging away at every little seam has to be, you know, pitched with that, I don't know what you call it. It's not a solution, but it's a mixture of pitch, and it gets heated and then put onto the canoe, and every single seam has to be pitched. Otherwise, it'll leak, and wow, you don't want a leaky canoe. That would be bad.
Does it end up being quite heavy, or is it quite light?
It's, you know, I think they said it was maybe, I shouldn't say because I don't really know anymore, but I remember it was heavier than, say, a Kevlar, but probably lighter than, you know, sort of a Grumman's big beast, you know,
right,
because it was a smaller size.
Yeah, well,
now, this year, their goal is to build a longer canoe. They want to build something that's a little longer. And the long-term goal for the school is to have a fleet of birch bark canoes so that we can then teach classes on sort of, you know, traditional outings and take people out in the birch bark canoes for a week and do all sorts of different classes connected with the birch bark canoes in a traditional style, which would be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Wow, the Ely Folk School never runs out of ideas, do they?
No, we're always thinking.
Oh my gosh. Hey, I'm looking at elyfolkschool.org, and I see a photo of the bracelets that you were talking about. That class is this weekend. John, can you believe those? It's beaded.
They're beautiful. I need one. I need to go to the class.
Yes, John. We would love to have you come to a class. That would be wonderful.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, people can find out lots more information on what's going on, elyfolkschool.org. Molly, we'll check in with you next month as well.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. This is the Friday Morning Show. I'm Heidi Holton with John Bauer. Coming up, we catch up with Katie Carter. She'll let us know what's going on in Bemidji for the first Friday events tonight.
It is the Friday Morning Show. I'm Katie Carter, and I am reporting from the KBXE studio in Bemidji. We are continuing our journey around the North Woods to discover what is going on in the art world around the listening area, and there is so much going on. It's definitely spring, and it's exciting, and it's a great time to get outside and check out the creative spirit that's all around our region. Before I report on the Bemidji First Friday and April events, I want to give a shout out to the Crossing Arts Alliance in Brainerd, Minnesota. They have their second Saturday events going on tomorrow, but tonight they are actually having a visual art exhibit featuring work of area school children. It's going to be on display at the Crossing Arts Gallery, which is in the Franklin Arts Center in Brainerd. The opening reception for the exhibit is set for tonight, and that'll run from 3:30 to 6 o'clock. Go check out those kids' art. There is probably, well, it's probably one of the best things that you can do to a kid. Just tell them how great they've done in their art projects and how much you appreciate their creativity. So go support those young artists. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, Judith Cusisto, and I might not be pronouncing her name properly, so I apologize, Judith, if I didn't get that out properly. She'll be featured as their second Saturday feature artist, and that'll run from 10 to noon. And also tomorrow at 10 o'clock, there will be a arts kids event, and children are invited to come to the Crossing Arts Alliance at the Franklin Arts Center in Brainerd and learn to create their own woven baskets. Kids are encouraged to arrive promptly at 10, and it's $3 per kid or $5 per family, but no child will be turned away. So that's something you can do tomorrow over in Brainerd. And in Bemidji, for the first Friday events going on and other events going on in April, well, there's a lot going on, as there was in Ely and in Grand Rapids. It's just an exciting time in our region. At Gallery North, there'll be three paper artists. Linda Bissell is a fiber artist, and Bonnie Vignes will also work with her, and Laura Schemmeling. They'll be creating paper, and they'll also be infusing additives like pumpkins and asparagus and pineapple, wild mushrooms. They'll be creating something they call gourmet paper. And the gallery will also be featuring Mary Morton. Mary Morton is well known for her Ukrainian eggs, and she's going to be demonstrating the decorating process of those. That's going on tonight at the Gallery North in Bemidji, and that event goes from 2 to 5. At Headwaters School of Music and the Arts, they're going to be reviving the Northwoods Folk Collective. Many years ago, it used to be held at Headwaters School, and now it's returning. And people are encouraged to show up with their guitars or their poems and their songs and express themselves. Admission is $3 per person or $8 per family. There'll be pottery available that's created by Tom Daly. People can buy that if they're interested. All proceeds from the event are going to support the Headwaters Art Room. And Wild Hair Bistro and Coffee House is going to be hosting, the members of the Pine to Prairie Fiber Arts Trail. These are fiber artists, weavers, and basket makers, and incredibly talented people from across the region. The Fiber Arts Trail is something going on later in the month, the weekend of April 22nd, is a studio tour where you can go watch people who create fabrics and baskets and all kinds of gorgeous things. You can go to their studios. And at the Wild Hair this month, they'll be featuring art from those fiber artists. The reception for that is from 3 to 5 tonight at the Wild Hair Bistro. Walker sorry, Watermark Art Center is continuing their off-site photography exhibit at the Cabin Coffee House. And the Bemidji Library is showcasing the work of John Winter, who was an emerging artist in Bemidji. He primarily paints in watercolor, and his subjects include nature, recreational activities, and history. You can visit the library at 501 America Avenue in Bemidji. Dunn Brothers Coffee House is featuring new work from a returning artist. Nina Lubarski is a middle school art teacher in Bemidji, and she'll be exhibiting her mixed media 2D artwork featuring insects. Dunn Brothers is on the south end of Lake Bemidji, and Nielsen Place is featuring Diane Crawford. She's a watercolor artist, and her show is called Color Me Spring. And Bemidji State University is showcasing its staff at the Ramsey Gallery Lobby in the Bangsburg Hall. You can stop in there pretty much anytime and check out the varying artwork from woodwork to painting to, oh my, all kinds of different things going on there. Nice time for the university to feature their staff. I mentioned the Prairie Fiber Arts Trail Weekend, April 21st and 22nd. It's the second annual weekend of the sort. They did it last year. And like I said, fiber art is a unique art that takes sometimes a lot of space. Think of people who create rugs or quilts or other giant pieces of art. And it's hard to take that to galleries sometimes. So the Fiber Art Trail lets people go see these wonderful creative spaces where these fiber artists are creating their work. It goes from Bemidji, Hubbard County, Clearwater County. It's a huge event. Maps are available for the Pine to Prairie Fiber Arts Trail at the Watermark Arts Center's website, watermarkartcenter.org. That is something really cool going on in our area. And then on Saturday, April 29th from 10 to 4, there is an arts expo at the Region 2, presented by the Region 2 Arts Council. It'll be at the Rail River Folk School, and there'll be seminars all day by Minnesota State Arts Board representatives and people from Citizens for the Arts, Minnesota Citizens for the Arts. And there'll be business card exchanges all day, and it'll be a great time to meet other artists. Sometimes artists work in a solitary world sometimes, and this will be a great time for artists to come together, meet each other, share stories about their marketing, how they get the word out about what they do, and how they can get creative about maybe making extra money. So that's the Arts Expo, Saturday, April 29th, from 10 to 4 at the Rail River Folk School. And I want to remind people, it's beautiful outside. So get out in your communities, start walking around, check out all the public art. I can't think of any community in northern Minnesota that I've driven through that I haven't seen a statue or a mural or something of that nature. I know in Bemidji we've got our art walk downtown. There's art all over. So get outside and go check it out, and it will put a spring in your step. So this is the First Friday Art Rundown. It's brought to you by Area Voices, which is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the wonderful people of Minnesota.